Hey, what might you call the trenches cut by a plow?
A furrow.
Okay. And, okay, if you have a good yield, you say we raised a big
crop.
Okay. Okay, if you got rid of all of the brush and trees on the land, you say you did what?
Cleared the land.
Okay. Yeah, you're fat and fat. Okay, what might you call the second cutting of clover or grass?
The second cutting?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Yes, that's what it's called. Second cutting.
Oh, it is?
And then what might you call the old dry dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring?
I don't know unless you call it sod.
Okay, have you ever heard somebody call it crop residue?
No, but that would identify it, all right.
Okay. What might you call a crop that hasn't been planted, like it left over from the year before and came out all its own?
Volunteer?
Yeah. Okay, wheat is tied up into a...
bundle.
Okay. And then...
Sheaf.
Okay.
Could be, too.
Yeah. It's like bringing in the sheaf. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I see you've been to Sunday school.
I think everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the bundles or sheaves are piled up into what?
I don't know. Into a barn? I don't know.
What?
I don't know, really.
Oh, okay.
I'm not familiar with wheat, really.
Yeah, that's right. There isn't any time.
No.
Okay, then you might say you raised 40, what? Of wheat to an acre.
Barrels.
Okay. Or those baskets. Is there a name?
Bushels.
Okay. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay. What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
I think they were either winnow it or something like that.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with oats either, but.
Not in those. Okay, when you're asking about a speaker's remarks, you might say, what?
What did he say?
Okay.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah. We're looking for something like, what all did he say? Or would you ever say, if you wanted to know who was at a meeting of some kind, would you ever say who all was there?
I suppose that would be all right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or who was there mostly, but... mm-hmm. Who all is acceptable down here.
Just like, would you ever say you all? Like,
well, in one sense, I often say it. You all, when I'm talking to three or four people, you all going down the road here, mm-hmm. and I'll meet you there. But if I'm talking to you, I wouldn't say you all.
Mm-hmm.
I would say you then. But I'd say you all if there were two or three or four people.
Okay.
Not even two. If it's two, I'd say you two going down there. But if three or more, I'd say you all going down there, and I'll meet you down there.
Okay.